By playing tic-tac-toe.
Yep, your turn.
Oh, Amy. And you wonder why people think neuroscience is nothing but a goofy game for diaper babies. Tic-tac-toe can only end in win, lose, or draw, none of which will deny me closure. Especially since I'm about to win. Well, we didn't finish.
Exactly. How does that make you feel?
Same way any normal person would. Like I want to peel off my own face and tear it in two and then again and again till I have a handful of Sheldon-faced confetti.
And that's exactly the feeling we want to address with this course of treatment.
Yeah. Or you could pitch in, grab a nostril, and help me get this face off.
Come on, you can do this.
Dude, well, you don't know what it's like to feel completely frustrated. And to have a desire build up within you and then be denied any opportunity for release.
Yeah, sounds like a drag.
Out here. Why does he love this show so much?
Well, there was action. It was funny. I mean, you do get that usually the monster chases the pretty girl, but this time the pretty girl chases the monsters.
Yippee, it's backwards. I get it.
Why does this bother you so much?
I don't know. Just, he's so passionate about so many different things. I just don't get that way. Do you?
Well, sure. I'm pretty passionate about science. I remember the first time I looked through a microscope and saw millions of tiny microorganisms. It was like a whole other universe. If I wanted to, I could wipe it out with my thumb like a god.
See, I wish I had some of that fire in my life. I mean, I want to care about things and get excited like you guys.
Well, there's no reason you can't.
You think?
Absolutely. All we need to do is spend a little time and find something you're passionate about.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
Hey, what's up?
Lucy's coming over. I need some advice.
However long you think the foreplay should be, triple it.
Just tell me which one you think is more manly. This hockey jersey or this football jersey?
I don't know. Go with hockey.
Good. Black is more slimming. Oh, that's her. I gotta go be Butch. Toodles.
Hey.
Hi.
Come in.
Oh, look how cute your little doggy is.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't get too close. If I give the right command in German, she'll rip your face off.
Quite an impressive layout, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's box it up.
Let's box it up.
That's enough. Okay, Sheldon, make a wish and blow out the candles. Oops, missed one. Now your wish can't come true.
Lucky for you, because I wished you were dead.
I like your jersey.
Thanks, I love hockey.
Oh, cool, so does my dad. We watched it all the time growing up. Who's your favorite player?
Not Brian Boitano, that's for sure. How's your burrito?
Still a little frozen in the middle.
Probably because I didn't read the instructions. No rapper's going to tell me what to do. Unless his name is Jay-Z.
There's something going on.
What do you mean?
You're acting all weird, and I'm pretty weird, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
I don't know, maybe it's all those steroids I've been taking.
I think I'm gonna go. Thank you for the burrito and the pork rinds and the 20-minute lecture on why monster trucks are better than regular trucks.
Wait. I found your blog where you wrote about me.
Oh, I kind of just write that for myself. I didn't think anybody actually read it.
No kidding. You didn't make it easy to find. I spent hours digging around online. For the record, you have excellent credit scores. And your diabetic aunt seems to be adjusting to her new leg just fine.
Why were you acting so strange tonight?
Called me feminine. And I wanted you to think I was more manly.
Raja, I didn't say feminine was a bad thing. I meant that you're sweet and thoughtful, and your skin looks so much like caramel, I just want to dip an apple in your face.
I do have a pretty balls-to-the-wall moisturizing regimen.
So, are you okay?
Yeah.
Good. Do you even like hockey?
No. Bought this at the Staples Center when I went to see Taylor Swift.
So, I was thinking how excited you get about stuff like Buffy or Science or which TV remote you and Sheldon should buy.
The Harmony one was fine. We didn't need to upgrade to the 1100, which he knows is too big for my hand.
See, that's the kind of passion I didn't think I had. But then I realized I'm passionate about you.
Oh, the cute little tushy strikes again?
Well, I'm serious. Look, I've always had these plans. Gonna be in movies and live this glamorous life, and anything less than that just wasn't worth getting excited about.
Well, those things can still happen.
Oh, obviously it's gonna happen. Yeah, a psychic at a bachelorette party told me so. Anyway, what I meant was, I shouldn't wait. You know, I've got you, I've got Sheldon, all these wonderful friends. My life is exciting right now.
It's a big deal.
It is, isn't it?
So does that mean we get to do stuff like talk about cool shows or get dressed up in matching costumes and go to Comic-Con?
Leonard, I had an epiphany, not a stroke.
Amy, I must say, I was skeptical at first, but this has truly been a transformative evening.
I'm a little surprised to hear you feeling so positive.
Well, you're an excellent neuroscientist, you're a wonderful girlfriend, and... Doesn't matter, does it?
I'm proud of you, Sheldon.
And a complete sucker. Oh, yeah. There he is. Stop. Yes. Keep going. Just like that. Almost there. Almost there.
Sheldon, you big weirdo, I want you to know that I love that you're in my life.
I love you too.